Well, you know, today is the 27th, and Monday the 27th is the most likely day of the year for accidents, and apparently our next guest has been having a bit of a tough time. Apparently he broke his mobile by sitting in a jacuzzi with it in his pocket. Oh, no, that's not cool. Let's find out a little bit more about barefoot running from Barefoot Ken Bob.
Hi.
How are you today?
Pretty good. I feel like I'm tied to an umbilical cord on my phone, though, but otherwise I'm all right.
Oh, no, yeah. Now, what's the story with going into a jacuzzi with your clothes on?
Well, I was actually running shorts. I just finished a 10-mile run, and I had my phone in my pocket, and I obviously don't have enough friends to call me frequently enough to remind me my phone was in my pocket, so I just jumped in the jacuzzi. And,
oh, no.
And then I'm thinking, hey, there's a lump in my pocket.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's a bummer. A lot of people drop them into the toilet, so at least it's the jacuzzi.
Yeah, and they're fairly cheap nowadays, so I'm not too worried about it. Just...
Have you tried drying it out?
Yeah, it's been drying overnight.
Yeah, it could take
it's
longer.
It's coming back on. It just isn't getting a signal yet.
Now, you said you just come back from a 10-mile run before you got into that jacuzzi. Did you run that 10 miles in your bare feet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't run that far with shoes on it. Just not comfortable.
Because you're kind of flying the flag for down with trainers and barefoot is the way to go.
Well, I mean, I just started out running barefoot because it's more comfortable for me. I don't know that I'm an activist other than I started a website because when I began racing barefoot after, you know, 10 years of not running at all in shoes, and I had run with shoes before, but I still, all of my life, I've done some of my running barefoot. But anyway, when I started racing barefoot, people were asking me all these questions like they had never seen a barefoot runner before, and they probably hadn't. In fact, when I started racing, I didn't see any other barefoot runners around either. But so I started my website, and that was in 1997, so we're coming up on a 10-year anniversary here.
And do you think it gives you an advantage because you've got less weight to carry around on your feet, or do the calluses actually weigh as much as shoes?
Actually, calluses are caused by shoes.
But surely your feet must have to... I'm a real tenderfoot.
Yes.
Because I always wear shoes. So I know when I go barefoot, you know, that I would have to develop a bit more protection on the bottom of my foot.
You'll get some protection, but a lot of it is paying attention to that tenderness. You will not rub your feet on the ground because they are tender. I mean, you're not going to skid when you come in for a landing, for example, and you're not going to spin out when you push off.
And when did you discover, Ken, that you prefer to run barefoot? I mean, what pushed you to kind of take your trainers off?
There's actually a series of events, but like I said, I've always done some of my running barefoot. I grew up in the country in northern Michigan, and of course, as soon as winter's over, you really want to get out of the shoes as much as you can.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Yeah, it'd be too cold to run in the snow.
Yeah, but, you know, there's that reflex... effect of, God, I really got to throw all these things off, you know, the winter jackets and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. It's a great feeling to just shed all that. Now, right. You were talking about racing, and when you're lined up at the starting line, are you ever worried that somebody might just lean over and tickle you?
Tickle me?
Yeah, you know, you've got your feet. I've got very ticklish feet.
Oh,
it's a vulnerable area, do you know?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, in fact, I've always had ticklish feet.
So
but
you
the soles
could.
Are on the ground, so...
Somebody could incapacitate you.
Yeah, not quite that ticklish anymore.
Maybe that wasn't strong.
What would probably happen is I'd take off running, and then there'd be a false start, so we'd have to start over.
What about people stepping on your foot? Is that a concern?
Mostly my feet are facing forward, and so are everybody else's. It's more likely they're going to step on my heels. In fact, I've almost knocked a friend's shoe off that way when I was coming up behind him. And I told him I was just trying to even the playing field here.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, Jack said that you'd have to build up some level of protection on the base of your foot, but you're bound to run into the odd bit of glass or the odd stone along the way, aren't you?
Yeah. You can just about count on some injury, and chances are you won't be completely disappointed, but most people are really actually fairly disappointed in the fact that they don't get as many injuries as they anticipate. I've mostly not had any glass cuts while running. I've had a few while walking. In fact, most of the injuries I get to my feet are actually not during running. They're walking on the beach or climbing some rocks on a cliff, you know, things like that. even on my bicycle, I've ran into a fire hydrant, stubbed a toe.
Was that for a laugh?
That's what?
Were you doing that just to have a laugh? Was that a joke?
Hitting the fire hydrant?
Yeah, no. Were you just trying to, like, show off to people, like, hey, watch this?
Well, I was kind of making a quick corner there and, you know, around the fire hydrant. I cut it a little too close.
I'd say there was no laugh there. I'd say that was pretty sore.
Yeah, but the only cut I've had while running was actually during my first barefoot marathon, and because it was a cold day, and there's a trail run through stream crossings and things, so I didn't even feel it until I finished, and somebody asked to look at the bottoms of my feet, and I noticed on the side of my foot was a cut. But the interesting thing was on the bottom of my foot, there was a line along the ball of the foot. So it looks like I probably during one of the stream crossings, I had stepped on a sharp rock, and it had slid across the bottom of my foot without doing any damage, just leaving a mark.
Well, Ken, you have won the admiration of many women across Dublin, because there's a lot of women who wear high heels and take them off. We have somebody who says, when I get drunk, I always take my high heels off, and that hurts me, even when I'm bulletproof. How does he do it? How?
Bulletproof? Who's bulletproof?
The person they're saying they're a bit jarred, that even then it still hurts them. Now, somebody else here, the kids in Brazil have really tough feet because they're out on the street playing soccer all the time.
Right.
And the soles of their feet are like rubber by the time they're 10.
Yeah. My soles are more like a leather. They're kind of soft. They're not hard and callousy, but I don't do soccer either, so...
And somebody else, another high heel text who says, he may run in his bare feet, but can he run in high heels? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, I would absolutely not want to even try. I mean, most of our running shoes are actually high-heeled shoes. And what happens is they shorten your tendons. And besides that, they force you to land badly so that you actually do more jarring. And why we have the word jogging is actually because of running shoes. When you're running barefoot, you're going to run a lot more smoothly and gently, so there's no imaging of the word jogging involved in running barefoot. The only way you can jog, jarring your body, pounding, is wearing shoes.
And Ken, do you ever get a stitch in your side?
I had some when I had a surgery once.
Really, because it's often a big complaint with long-distance runners, or people maybe they're not trained in well enough. The old side stitch can really hurt a lot.
Yeah, a lot of it's just basically not being trained enough, maybe eating too much before going out for a run, indigestion. There's a lot of different reasons. It could just be a cramp, a random cramp. Very rarely happens to me anymore. I run a fair amount of mileage, having done 13 marathons so far this year.
Now, last year in the London Marathon, Paula Radcliffe stopped in the middle of the marathon, and she went to the bathroom, and she went on to win. Do you think that that's ruining the reputation of runners everywhere?
No. I mean, I stop all the time to go to the bathroom in a marathon. Of course, I don't win, but I've stopped for a nap at mile 22 or 3 in a marathon where I was walking painfully, slowly. I was just having a bad day that day, and the last 3 miles were the fastest miles I ran of that marathon just because I had taken a break. But it's not about running every step of the way and never stopping. It's about the time from the start line to the finish line and how long it takes you to cover that distance without using wheels and cars and motors and things.
I mean, at this stage, Ken, you must be quite running obsessed. I mean, if you don't get to run in a day, is that a bad day?
No, I'm not quite that obsessed. In fact, I've gone like a week without running or so frequently. In fact, recently I've had a series of injuries, not usually running related, but I did bang my toe on a big rock climbing over a jetty down at the beach.
Ooh.
The day before Long Beach Marathon, and my toe swelled up, and I thought, it might be broken, but it turns out it was just kind of sprained, and the toenails cracked, so now I'm starting to get toenails like most.
You know, Freud would say that wasn't an accident. There was part of your mind that didn't want you to run that marathon the next day.
That's very possible, and I had even thought of that. So I didn't run the marathon.
good man. Well, you knew when to stop. Now, if people want to check out your website, what exactly is it?
It's runningbarefoot.org. Running barefoot's all one word.
Well, you've got a supporter. Somebody's texted in to say, tell him I love him. Bravo. I'm always going barefoot whenever I can. I just hate the dirt. So there you go, Ken. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for talking to us. Carefoot, Barefoot Ken Bob, and you can check it out on the web, as we said. I got to scram out of here, so does Claire. Allie and I will be back, talk to you tomorrow at 12:45. See ya.